A smokeless tobacco company has paid $5 million to the family of a man who died of mouth cancer. Jeff Cohen of member station WNPR reports on the significance of the case.
The attorney for the family of Bobby Hill says it's the first wrongful death settlement from chewing tobacco. Attorney Antonio Pomver says Hill died in 2003 after 27 years using the product.
One of the experts described it as death by autopsy. His tongue was removed and then his gums and cheeks and mouth fell apart and literally his face just disintegrated over the last few months of his life.
U.S. Smokeless Tobacco makes Copenhagen and Skoal brands and was headquartered in Greenwich, Connecticut before it was acquired by Altria last year. An Altria spokesman said the settlement offer was made before it bought UST and added that Altria has no current intention to settle cases like these in the future. Pomver said that after fees for attorneys and expert witnesses, Hill's family got just over $3 million. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Cohen in Hartford.